Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Here in studio, we've got...
Oh, my God. Jess Finn and Sam Allred from The Capping Show, both directors who are coming in to talk about Capping Show 2025. Very exciting. How are we doing?
Good. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, yeah.
You're doing good. Excited for Capping Show this year?
I'm super excited for Capping Show. I didn't really go when I was actually a student, but last year, the Beezy Capping Show, I think was probably the best thing I've seen all year.
Thank you. We agree.
Yeah, 5 stars on Letterboxd. Easy get. You know, Beezy was so successful, and it was very, you know, themed after the film that came out last year. Sorry, Margot Robbie and all those lovely stars. Do you think that kind of set a trend for future capping shows to be based on film? Because this next one is based on a film.
Yeah. I think more than, like, basing it on a film necessarily, we just try and, like, find whatever topic we think is most relevant or most buzzy at the time. But also something that we can make funny is, yeah.
And there's a lot of funny to be had with this year's theme, which should we unveil right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Alright. Who wants to say it? 3, 2, 1. What is the theme for this year's Capping Show, folks?
How to train your pressure.
Super exciting. Super, super exciting. Who came up with this idea?
It was a very long process. So it starts back in December, where you get a bunch of writers in a call it was this year. Brainstorm a bunch of ideas, we then narrow it down, send it away again, and then we end up picking our theme. So many hours,
I imagine. And, you know, I want to touch on, I guess, one thing that was huge kind of the middle to kind of end of last year. You know, Brat by Charlie XCX had such a cultural impact. I was surprised when I read the theme that it wasn't Brat or, like, Chapel Run related. With either of those ever in the contender for theme of this year's show?
Oh, I actually don't
the
remember.
The Bratting Show. You know,
that would be, like, you know. That would be so funny. I think just, like, How to Train Your Dragon has such a lovely plot that we can kind of mirror. So it kind of just fell in our laps in that sense. Like, it was very many hours of narrowing down, but it just made sense to go with that. I would love to see a Brat or Chapel Run side sketch, though. That would be brilliant.
Well, are you guys still doing you know, sketch selection, or is that completed now?
It is not completed.
Not completed. So
we are in the process.
To anyone listening who wants to make some Brat or Chapel skits for Capping Show, please send them to Sam Allred and Jess Finn's emails. How many sketches have you reviewed so far?
So we got... We think we're going to reach 300 pitches this year. And we have currently narrowed it down to 100. And around 18 or so get in the show.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of work ahead. We're not even done writing. And it's 4 weeks of writing. That's our last session tonight. So if they pitch some dangers tonight, well, we're kind of screwed.
Far out. I can't imagine having the editorial ardour to withstand 300 pitches. That is insane. That's next level.
It's pretty awesome, really, that we can have that kind of output. They're not all quality, but...
But they're all there.
They're all there.
It's always good to see them excited. They run off on the stage. Oh, I want to pitch. Especially when it comes to the end and everyone knows they have to get them out. It's great.
I imagine. Now, the story involves a character called Fuck Up who finds a fresher called Useless. I want to know, how does Fuck Up train Useless?
You'll have to come to the show.
Is there any kind of hint or any secrets you can unveil before the show?
I mean, everything does...
Do they put them on Nitro? Do they put them on, you know, Pals? What's the go?
Everything is definitely Dunedin themed. Okay. I promise you, there is no... flying Useless.
That's unfortunate.
Eggs feature heavily. Yeah. I'll say that.
Okay, that's good. There's also a secret about freshers that Fuck Up kind of stumbles upon. And without spoiling, can you point into what direction that secret may revolve around?
The secret is actually featured at the end of the trailer, so you'll have to make sure you watch it all the way through. And you'll get a little teaser.
Nice. Is the trailer out? Can people review it now?
I'm not entirely sure. I'll have to message our producer.
Pretty sure they'll be dropping it on socials this morning, so Yeah.
Awesome. And Sam, you're the video director.
Yes.
And I think video content for camping show is becoming, you know, more prevalent, which is awesome to see. You know, what proportion are we looking at for video to on-stage kind of antics?
The goal is normally 50-50. Mm-hmm. I was on last year also as a video director, mm-hmm. and that one, we were a little worried because there was two new video directors, so we took, it was around 40-60. We gave a lot more to stage.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what our margins will be this year, but I think we could handle 50-50 unless Belle's gonna fight for more stage sketches.
No, I mean, the video stuff takes a lot of time and effort, but I think it's really worth it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm happy with 50-50, but we'll see how it pans out.
Could be 55-45, could be 51-49
towards video.
Yeah. We'll have to find
an ally.
You know, what can we expect to hear from the Sextet and the Sexytet? Are they, you know, are they going to do some Charlie or some Chapel?
I actually haven't heard their song lists. However, I'd be surprised if they didn't. They're normally,
Pretty
up in the top charts. Yeah.
Pretty contemporary.
Yeah. No, they're awesome. I'm really excited to see what they come up with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they kind of just in their own realm. You guys don't have to worry about them.
Yeah, they have their own writing process. Mm-hmm. Like with the kind of cultural side of capping, we do cross over a bit more, but they are deep in their like writing and arranging journey right now, so we haven't heard much from them, but I'm sure they're very busy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they are. I think I've had them on before, and if not, they should come on the program. It feels like a necessity. I want to thank you both for coming on the program this morning and talking to me about Capping Show 2025. I'm sure people are very, very excited. How to Train Your Dragon seems to be, you know, a film that maybe people, I was born in 2000, people maybe 3 or 4 years my junior, you know, it was quite a classic for them. Was it quite a classic for you two growing up?
Yes, very much leaning towards the nostalgia for this year's theme.
Mm-hmm.
And also the fact that the live-action one is coming out.
Yes.
Which will be exciting too.
Yes. That and live-action Minecraft, I'm really looking forward to the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget Minecraft.
What's right?
Can't forget about Minecraft.
No, you can't. Have you guys seen the trailers for the new Minecraft movie?
Too many.
Chicken jockey.
Too many of them.
Steel. Yeah, I'm not going to do the whole thing, but it's very fascinating. The camping show is happening in May, correct?
Yes.
How many nights are we talking?
Nine is the most I've ever heard of us getting, which just speaks to the success of the show last year.
Yes.
We're very excited.
Split across 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's the 10th to the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the dates off the top of my head, but yeah, there's a few like nights off for the cast, which I'm sure they'll appreciate.
Yes, for sure. It's very, very exciting. I can't wait to see what happens. If people want to buy tickets, where can they do so?
I believe it should be on the OUSA page. Mm-hmm. Currently, we know that opening night's on. Also, if you buy tickets for opening night, you should. There's a little tab where it says who sent you. You should put in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
but other shows will get released later on.
Cool. Very exciting. Well, thank you for coming on the program. I can't wait to have the 610. I can't wait to see, what has been, like 6 months of planning come to fruition. It's going to be very, very exciting. Have you got any final words for our listeners?
Come to the show.
Yeah. Come to the show.
We're actually funny, I promise.
They are. I can vouch for that. Any final words, Sam?
The theme will get you on the door, but the sketches is probably why you'll come back.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming on the program. Matiwa.
Thank you.
Take care. Folks, that was Belle Finn and Sam Allred, the directors for the 2025 Capping Show, talking about that very Capping Show. It's 10:42 now on the program, and we are going to play the theme song from How to Train Your Dragon by John Powell, and then maybe after that and a couple other tracks, we will have Kai Time. Kakite.
In our sieves, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.